Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
From Bozrah, with his garment dipped in blood. Say the tag of red eyes, red eyes, red eyes, down in Joah's command. Yes, the tag of red eyes, red eyes, red eyes, down in Joah's command. When Jack comes from Jerusalem, with his garment dipped in blood. Say the tag of red eyes, red eyes, down in a Babylon. Yes, it's a go red hat, red hat, red hat, down in a Babylon. Waving trees before, I tried to give her fruit before they open out the door. Case and the sign of the tree before. Yeah, when Jack were born in a stable, the fellow grass had his hay lazy. We'll be right back.
When Jah come from Bosra with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. Oh, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Oh, it's a go red hot, red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon.
Solomon Mal, Ursu, bare feet, bone.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
of Babylon I represent the truth. Me not go see a road and see bad things and keep me mouth from you. I got a strong leg, get it with a mic in a me hand to lead out the youth about a destruction. I tell the people they should know right from wrong. We got the strength, we got the power to help each other up the ladder. Don't be selfish to help your brother today. We can make it if we try. Just remember to hold your head high. It doesn't make sense when we fuss and fight. We stand out in a Babylon and defend the truth. Me nah go sit aside and watch Babylon and keep me mouth from you. I've got a strong reggae beat and a mic in a me hand to lead out the youth from out of destruction and let the people know right from wrong. All who believe in love will get a blessing from above. No. Generation depends on you. Hey, show a little love in your heart and let the people know there's more to life. I need a Gideon boot and a khaki suit. We stand up in a Babylon and defend the truth. Me nah go sit and fight and watch Babylon and keep me mouth from you. I've got a strong reggae beat and a mic in a me hand. Lead out the youth from out of destruction and let the people know right from wrong.
Almighty I. Now me, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing.
Discipleship Radio.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor Kafhe Le David. Le David. Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Thy trust in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee. trust in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed,
not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al evoshal, 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 evoshal.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al ya'letsu oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li,
oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble,
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 out of all his trouble.
Shalom Shalom. Here we have today's daily song. We have song. These words were spoken by the generation that during persecution, false prosecution, during Hadrian's persecution, gave even their lives, their liberty, in pledge to hallow, to sanctify Hashem, to set apart the name, saying, when thou dost lend thy neighbor any manner of loan, thou shalt not enter his house to fetch his pledge. And if he be poor, if he be poor, thou shalt surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goeth down. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 12. And other comments. The word Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to thee I, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 34, Hebraically the sixth verse, Psalm 31, Slika Slakia, Psalm 31, verse 6, that reads, into thy hand I commit my spirit. B'yadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, b'yadika, I commit afkid my soul, ruchi, b'yadika afkid ruchi. Here, Psalm 31, verse 6, Mizmor Lameid Aleph, the wild verse that reads, Be Yadika Afkid Ruchi, into thy hand, into thy yad, Be Yadika, I commit Afkid Ruchi, my soul Ruchi. As matters go in the world, a man with whom things are left for safekeeping may confuse one man's things, one man's things with a second man's things, and the second man's with the first man's. For some things are not easily told apart, but with HaKadosh, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, there is no such confusion. For Thou, Lord, art God in truth. Yo-El Emet Yahuwah. Oh, he who be, who he be, El, true good, true God, El, Amet, thou the I, O Jehovah, art El, the true good, the true God, the almighty I of truth, Yahuwah, El, Amet. Thus, like this, here, this is the second part of Psalm 31, Mizmor Lameid Aleph. The fuller verse reads, Padita oti Yahuwah el Emet. Thou the I hast redeemed me, redeemed I. O he who be, who he be, el Emet. Thou hast redeemed I, O Jehovah. Thou the I, el Emet. God, true good of truth. Thus, like this, is it conceivable that a man should rise in the morning and seek his spirit and not find it? Or that he finds his spirit in another and other's possession? Or another's spirit in... And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, Psalm 25, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema, Shemuli, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, a psalm of David, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Lidawi, Elekai Yahuwah, Nafshi Esa. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15, that reads, In the same day, Thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and he lifteth his soul to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked, Dawi, why dost thou lift up thy soul to me? David replied, Because upon thine earth I am a hireling before thee I. Hear, Job chapter 7 verse 2, it reads, A servant that eagerly longeth for the shadow, and a hireling that looketh for the reward of his walk, the reward of his work. And it is written of a hireling in the law of Moses in HaTorah, In the same day thou, the I, shalt give him his hire. And so, to the I, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Eleka, Yahuwah, Nafshi, Esa. For in the world's use, the hireling who completes his work for a householder, ask the householder for the wage of his work, and the householder gives it to him. And shall it not be so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he? Shall not the words, neither shall the sun go down upon a man's hire, apply also to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu? Shall it not also apply to the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One? Blessed be he? Now, if it is said of a hireling who asks the wage that the householder owes him, he lifteth his soul to him. How much more ought this be said of us, of I and I, whose lives, whose liberty depend upon the I? Another, in an other comment, the verse is read, to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my life. Elekai Yahuwah Nafshi Esa. These words were spoken by the generation that during persecution, false prosecution, during Hadrian's persecution, gave even their lives, their liberty, in pledge to hallow, to sanctify Hashem, to set apart the name, saying, when thou dost lend thy neighbor any manner of loan, thou shalt not enter his house to fetch his pledge. And if he be poor, thou shalt surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goeth down. According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 12. Another comment. The words, Elekai Yehovah Nafshi Esa, to the I, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yehovah Nafshi Esa, are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Psalm 34, Hebraically the 6th verse, Psalm 31, Slika, Psalm 31, verse 6, that reads, into thy hand I commit my spirit. B'yadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, b'yadika, I commit afkid my soul, ruchi, b'yadika, afkid ruchi. Here, Psalm 31, verse 6, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, the wild verse that reads, B'yadika afkid ruchi, into thy hand, into thy yad, B'yadika, I commit afkid ruchi, my soul ruchi. As matters go in the world, a man with whom thanks with whom things are left for safekeeping, may confuse one man's things with a second man's things, and the second man's with the first man. For some things are not easily told apart, but with Hakadosh, with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, there is no such confusion. For Thou, Lord, art God in truth. Yo El Emet. Yahuwah, oh he who be, who he be, El, true good, true God, El, Amet. Thou the I, O Jehovah, art El, the true good, the true God, the almighty I of truth. Yahuwah, El, Amet. Thus, like this, here, this is the second part of Psalm 31, Mizmor Lamed Aleph. The fuller verse reads, Padita Oti Yahuwah El Emet. Thou the I hast redeemed me, redeemed I, O he who be, who he be, El Emet. Thou hast redeemed I, O Jehovah, thou the I, El Emet. God, true good of truth. Thus, like this, is it conceivable that a man should rise in the morning and seek his spirit and not find it? Or that he finds his spirit in another and other's possession? Or another's spirit in his possession? Hence here, it is said, Thou the I restorest what is left with thee, the I, for safekeeping. For Thou the I, O Jehovah, art God of truth, art El Emet. Padita Oti, Yahuwah El Emet. Thou restorest. Padita Oti, what is left with thee for safekeeping? For thou the I, Yahuwah El Emet. Rav Iskandri Alexandri, he said, a mortal in whose possession new things are left for safekeeping, and with whom the things remain, returns them worn and used. Not so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so the Holy One, blessed be He. Things worn out, things worn and used are left with Him for safekeeping, and He returns them anew. He returns them new, chadash. You can see for yourself that this is true. For the worker labors the whole day, and his spirit, ruho, within him becomes weary and worn, so that he is tired when he goes to sleep. But ruho, his spirit, his iris, is at peace, for it is in the safekeeping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the safekeeping of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And at dawn it returns a new creation to His body. As is said, even in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, spirits are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. spirits are new every dawn. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 23. Rav Shimon said in the name of Rav Simon, because thou renewest our spirits, Einai Iris, each dawn. Namen, namenalen, we believe, nay, nah. We are certain that thou, the I, wilt restore our spirits, Einai Iris, to Einai at the resurrection. Rav Iskandri Alexandri said, because in our exile, I and I exile, thou, the I, renewest our spirits, I and I iris, each dawn. We, I and I, are certain that thy, the I, faithfulness must be so great as to deliver us to I liver, I and I. And another comment, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul is burdened, how she is burdened. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa. To the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, nafshi, she is burdened, nafshi esa. And here, a midrash note on today's Psalm Mizmor Kaf, hey, Psalm 25. The commentator arrives at this reading. To the eye, O Lord, how my soul is burdened. The commentator arrives at this reading of to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, by taking esa, I lift up esa, 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 I lift up, in its other meaning of, I carry a burden, esa, I carry a burden, therefore, in another comment, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, how my soul, how she is burdened. When the holy temple stood, a man who committed a sin, an akari, a chet, might bring an offering that made expiation for him. But now that we, that I and I, have no offerings, behold, on a fast day, our souls, our psyches are burdened. Reckon the affliction in our souls, in I and I souls, as a perfect offering. For we, I and I, have naught else but thy mercies to hold on to. Hence, here it is said, Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O he who be who he be, how my soul, how my psyche, how she is burdened. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, waived many of Hahikal, the temple rites of atonement. For it is said in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, Eloheinu, for he will abundantly pardon. And other comment on Elekai Yehovah, nafshi esa, to the eye, O Jehovah, do I lift up my soul. When Shlomo Solomon, when Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 25, when Solomon spoke of cold waters to a yearning soul, he meant that David yearned for Torah, for Torah, the direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, and that Nafsho, his soul, she longed to be in the Beit Midrash, to be in the house of study, in the Beit Midrash. Thus, like this, David said, even in Psalm 26, Hebraically, the 8th verse, Psalm 26, verse 8, Lord, I love the habitation of thy house. Yahuwah, ahavti me'on beitika. Jehovah, he who be, who ye be. I love, ahavti, the habitation me'on of thy house, beitika. Yahuwah, ahavti me'on beitika. He also said, even in Psalm 84, verse 3, my soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Niksefa wagama kalta nafshi lechat roti Yahuwah, my soul yearneth, yea, even pineth for the court of Jehovah. Nika Safa Wagama Kalta Nashi Lehatarot Yahuwah. He also said in the same Psalm, Psalm 84, but here Hebraically the 11th verse, a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. A day in thy court is better than a thousand. Ki yatov yom bachet reka me alef. For a day in thy courts is better. Ki ov yom than a thousand. Ki ov yom bachet reka me alef. And he asked, even in Psalm 24, verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Mia ya'ele behar Yahuwah, uwa mia yakum via mikom kadisho, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah. Mia ya'ele behar Yahuwah, and who shall stand, uwa mia yakum, in his holy place. Via mikom kadisho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idle One, blessed be He, replied, knowest thou not? Knowest the I not? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Very next verse, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24, verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Niki kapai uvar levav. He that hath clean hands, niki kapai, and a pure heart, uvar levav. Niki kapai uvar levav. Thereupon, David rejoiced, saying, these I have clean hands. For it is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 8 and 15, David executed justice and righteousness to all his people, and a pure heart, for it is said in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 14, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath sought him a man after his own heart. Hence, here, Shlomo Solomon said, cold waters to a yearning soul. And David said further, I have sworn and I will perform it to keep thy righteous ordinances. Even here in Psalm 119, verse 106. Nia Shabbatia Wae Ayema Lishmora Mishapatea Sidak Eka. I have sworn Nia Shabbati and have confirmed it. Waik Ayema to observe Lishmor thy righteous ordinances. Mishipateya Sidakeka. And thereby he would obtain two rewards. One reward for the sworn oath, and one reward for obedience to the ordinance. My God, I have put my trust in thee, Bika, El Haya Bika, Batachti, Aleosha, Ala Ya Alutoi Baili. My God, El Hai, Hailei, El Hai, I have put my trust in the eye, El Hai, Bika, Batachti. Bitka, Rav Yitzhak said, in thee, Bitka, in thee I, male and none other, Bitka, in Elohai, Bitka, Batachti, Elohai, Hailei, my God, I have put my trust, Bitka, Bitka, in thee I, means, in thy law, Bitorateka, for the numerical value of the letters Bika in the I is 22. The numerical, the Hebrew numerical value of the letters Bait and Kaf in Bika in the I male Bika is 22. The number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit. The number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And here Midrash notes on Mizmora Kafhe. Here. In Gematria, by Gematria, in the Hebrew Gematria, Bait is valued Hebraically as 2. And Kaf is 20. Thus, Bika, 22. This psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hei, is an acrostic. Is a Hebrew Aleph Bait psalm. Thank you.
Basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Israel, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazaha Ta, Yaka Lama Nasa, A Pa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yakala Manasa, A Pa Saka Rashata. A Aleph, Ba Beit, Ga Gimel, Da Dalet, Ha He, Wa Wow, Za Zain, Ha Chet, Ta Tet. Ya yod, ka kaf, la lamed, ma bem, na nun, sa samech, a ein, pa pe, sa sadai, ka kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau. Abagadaha. Wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
See the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat Shem Ha'av Wahabim Ruach Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here
for this Wednesday podcast, Rastafari Wednesday podcast, Wisdom Wednesday. So here the fourth day of the Shavua, we have the fourth Aliyah right here for this 15th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, O Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat Bo, Sabbath Go, here from the Sefer Shemot, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 11, here at verse 4, for the Rebbe'i, here for the fourth Aliyah. Vayomer Moshe, Koh Hamari Yahuwa, Kah Tzota Halayla, Ani Yotzeya B'Toka Mitzrayim. and Moses. Moshe said, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, about midnight, will I go out into the midst of Mitzrayim, into the midst of Egypt? Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, koh, thus, like this, koh, Amar, Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, kahitzot halayla, about midnight, kahitzot halayla, about midnight, ani, yotzei, will go, ani, yotzei, I will go, betok, into the midst, betok, Mitzrayim, I will go out into the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe, kohamar Yahuwah, kachitzota halayla, ani yotzeya betoka Mitzrayim. And all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast, who made the kola bechora be'eretz Mitzrayim, mi bechora paro, hayoshev ala kiso, ada bechora hashifacha. Ashera achara ha re hayim ukola bekora beheima. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. Wehaita tsa'aka geadola. Bekola eretz Mitzrayim, ashera kamohu, lo nihi yataha we kamohu, lo tosi. But against any of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye, that y'all may know how that Yahuwah, how Jehovah doth put a difference between HaMitzrayim, the Egyptians, and Yisrael. Ulekola b'nei Yisrael aloa, yachirata kelev lishono, le'me'isha wa'ada b'heima, le'ma'ana te'douna shera yafleh yowa b'ina Mitzrayim u'v'ina Yisrael. And all these thy servants shall come down to me, to I, and bow down themselves to me, to I, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, I. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh, from Pharaoh, from the great house, in a great anger. With Yardua Kola Evadeka Ele Elai, where he shall tahuli lemor say ata, we call her arma shera de ragleka. We are kin eight a. Why are you saying my ima paroa ba hori off. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, lo yishma'a elechem. Paro lima'ana revota moftaya be'eretz Mitzrayim. And Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahuwah and Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the Bnei Yisrael send the children, the sons of Israel, to go out of his land, with loa shilacha eta bnei Yisrael me arutso. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 12. The contest with Pharaoh, parenthesis, the Passover. Ha Pesach. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, this month, this moon shall be to you the beginning of months of moons. It shall be the first moon, the first month of the year to you. Vayomer Yehovah el Moshe ve'el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe and to Aaron in the land, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Lemor, saying, Ha Chodesha Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lichadshe HaShana. This month, this moon, Ha Chodesh Hazeh, this new moon, this new month, Ha Chodesha Hazeh Lachem, shall be to you all, Rosh Chadashim, the head, the Rosh, the Ras of the Chadashim, of the new moons, the new months, Rosh Chadashim, Rishonohu, it shall be the first moon, the first month, Rishonohu Lachem, to you all, Lichadshe HaShana. It shall be the first month, the first moon of the year to you all. Speak, y'all, to all the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, saying, in the tenth day of this month, of this moon, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, a lamb for an house. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru, illa kola data Yisrael. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru, illa kola data Yisrael. Speak, y'all, to the congregation, to all the congregation. Davru, il kola edat Yisrael, the congregation, the edat of Yisrael, lemor, saying, in the tenth day of this month, be'asur, la chodesha hazeh, we yikachua lahem aisha se, Levita avota se la bayit. In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their fathers' houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him make him and his neighbor next to Beito, his house, take according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye all shall take out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye all shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, the same moon, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Yisrael shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head and with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye all shall let nothing, no thing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye, y'all shall burn with fire. And thus, like this, shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye and y'all shall eat it in haste. It is it, Yahuwah, Jehovah's It is Jehovah's Passover. He is Jehovah's Passover. Redemption, typical. First item by blood, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Mitzrayim of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I be he who be who he be. We avarti. And I will pass. We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. For I will go through. I will pass over through. We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ba'alayla hazeh. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim in this night. With avartia be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. Ve'hiketia kola be'chora be'eretz Mitzrayim me'adam. With Allah be'heima. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast. May Adam from man with Ad and to Behema and to beast. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayi Aise Shifati Ani Hoa. And against all the Elohim of Mitzrayi. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayi Aise Shifati. I will execute, I will do judgments. Aise Shifati. I will do judgments. Ani Hoa. I be Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where y'all. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Mitzrayim. With Haya Hadam, and shall be Hadam, the blood. With Haya Hadama Lachem, and the blood shall be to you all. With Haya Hadama Lachem, 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 Lachem. Ota Allah Habati, shall be to you for a token. Leota al habati upon the houses asher ratema sham, upon the houses where y'all are. Asher atem sham with raiti eta hadam, and when I see the blood, with raiti eta hadam, and when I see the blood, u fa sachiti. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there shall be no plague. And there shall be no plague upon you, upon y'all, to destroy you. With lo yihyeh vachem negefa le mashachit. when I smite the land of Mitzrayi. De ha koti de eretz Mitzrayi. The memorial of redemption by dam, by blood, verse 14. And this day shall be to you, to y'all, for a memorial. And ye all shall keep it a feast, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah throughout your generations. Ye y'all shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever, for Iva. 7 days shall ye y'all eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye y'all shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Yisrael. And in the first day there shall be an holy and Ila convocation, an Ila set apart out called gathering. And in the seventh day there shall be an Ila holy convocation out called set apart, I assembly to you all, to y'all. No manner of work shall be done in them save except that which every man must eat. Only that only may be done. That only may be done of you. That only may be done of y'all. Uvayom harishon mikra kodesh. And in the first day, uvayom, ubayom harishon. And in the rishon, and in the first day, there shall be to you an ayla evocation. Uvayom harishon mikra kodesh. Shall be a mikra Odesh, an outcalled holy assembly. And in the seventh day, a Mikra Kodesh Uvayoma Mikra Kodesh Yehiye Lachem Kola Ne Laka Lo Ya Ase Vahem Akashara ya akela likol nefeshohu li bado ya ase lakem. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat. That only may be done by you all, and ye shall observe, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye all observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first, on the 14th day of the month of the moon at even. At evening ye, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 20th day of the moon of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye, y'all shall eat nothing, no thing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
chosen. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
Of the ungodly, ungodly, and also blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mazmur Hayarat, Bekenef Hayams, Yedawit Mazmur. አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ነፍሴን አነሳለሁ አምላኬ አንተን ታመንኩ አልፈር ጠላቶቼ በእኔ አይሳቁብኝ አንተን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ አያፍሩም በከንቱ የሚገበዙ ያፍራሉ አቤቱ መንገድህን አመልክተኝ ፍለጋህንም አስተምረኝ አንተ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ ነህና በእውነትህ ምራኝ አስተምረኝ ቀኑን ሁሉ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁ አቤቱ ምህረትህንና ቸርነትህን አስብ ከጥንት ጀምሮ ናቸውና የልጅነቴን ኃጢአትና መተላለፍ አታስብብኝ አቤቱ ስለ ቸርነትህ ብዛት እንደ ምህረትህ አስበኝ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ቅንም ነው ስለዚህ ኃጢአተኞችን በመንገድ ይመራቸዋል ገሮችን በፍርድ ይመራል ለገሮችም መንገድን ያስተምራቸዋል የእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ሁሉ ቸርነትና እውነት ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንና ምስክሩን ለሚጠብቁ አቤቱ ኃጢአቴ እጅግ ነውና ስለ ስምህ ይቅር በለኝ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው ማን ነው በሚመርጠው መንገድ ያስተምረዋል ነፍሱ በመልካም ታድራለች ዘሩም ምድርን ይወርሳል እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ኃይላቸው ነው ቃል ኪዳኑንም ያስታውቃቸዋል እርሱ እግሮቼን ከወጥመድ ያወጣቸዋልና አይኖቼ ሁልጊዜ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ናቸው እኔ ብቻዬንና ችግረኛ ነኝና ፊትህን ወደ እኔ አድርግ ማረኝ የልቤ ችግር ብዙ ነው ከጭንቀቴ አውጣኝ ድካሜንና መከራዬን እይ ኃጢአቴንም ሁሉ ይቅር በል ጠላቶቼ እንደ በዙ እይ የግፍም ጥል ጠልተውኛል ነፍሴን ጠብቅና አድነኝ አንተን ታምኛለሁና አልፈ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁና የዋሃትና ቅንነት ይጠብቁኝ አቤቱ እስራኤልን ከመከራው ሁሉ አድነው መዝሙር 24 በቅንፍ 25
የደ
በስመ አብ ወለመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሐዱ አምላክ ኔን ፋዘር ሰን ሆሊ ስፒሪት ቱዴይስ ዴይሊ ሶንግ ሶንግ 25 ፍሮም ዘ ኤችኤስቪ ሃይለ ሰላሲ ቨርዥን ሄር ዊ ጎን ኮምፔር ሳይድ ባይ ሳይድ ዊዝ ዘ ኬጄቪ ኮምፔር ኤንድ ኮንትራስት ሶ ፍሮም ዘ ቡክ ኦፍ ዘ ሰቨን ሲልስ of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya Amis, Psalm 25, his theme, Be Adega Gizeh Yekareve Tzelot, in a time adega, like in a dangerous or adventurous adega. It's interesting. They say like crisis, opportunity, adega. But adega gizeh, in a time of, one would say, trouble or crisis, adventurous. An interesting word, adega, crisis, like the crisis and opportunity. Yekareba, that which is presented, selot, a prayer. Right, presented in a time of danger, in a time of crisis, also in a time of adventure. The word crisis, adventure, crisis, and opportunity in that sense depends on one's perspective, but the prayer is always good. The first word right here is a word on prayer right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Garmawi, Garmawi, Hadassalasi, Book of the Seven Seals, Mezmor, Hayamis, Dadagagize, Yekarabez, Elot, Ye David, Mezmor, Ye David of David, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David from the Mezmore, Mezmore, David, the Psalms of David. Again, Besam Ab, Wawolet, Wamenfis, Kedus, Sahadu, Amlak, and Jemralen, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source, we begin. Kuter Ant. Abe to Wada Ante, Nesen, Anesalo, to the eye, Abe to I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house, do I lift up my soul. Wada Ante, Nesen, Anesalo. Anesalehu, anesalo, abe tu wod ante, nesen anesalo. Amlaki antenna tamenhu, alfer klatoche bene ayasakuin. Oh my God, amlaki, oh my source, anten, the eye, in the eye, tamenhu, tamenu. In the eye, I trust in the eye. Let me not be ashamed. Al-fer, al-fer, let me not be ashamed. Fear, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Talatoche, my haters. Be'ene, ayasakubin, ayasakubin, ayasakubin. Let them not triumph over I. Kuter. Kutera source, verse 3. Antena tesfa yemiya dergu ayafrum. Bekentu yemiya gebezua yafralu. Yea. Let none that wait on thee I be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Anten. The eye, in the eye, tesfa yemiya dergu ayafrum. Let none, make none that wait, that hope, that expect. Tesayim yadergu anten, tesayim yadergu ayafrum. Bekentu, in vain, yemi gebezu, who are hypocrites. Gebezu. Bekentu yemi gebezu yafralu. Let them which are hypocrites, let them be ashamed which transgress. Without cause, kutara arat, verse 4. Ade tu mena gedehina amelikten, amelikten, amelikten. Show me, cause me to know, show me thy path. Ade tu I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Ade tu mena gedehin, your way, the I way. Amelikten. Amelikten.
Your path, teach I. Filagahinim astemreng. Kutamis, verse 5. Ante, ye medahanite am laka nehina. Beu netihim merang. Asatemarenim. Kenunuhulu antentesfadergial. Lead me, lead I in the I truth, and teach I ante the I only, for thou art the God, the source of my salvation. Ante ye medchanite amlak nehna beunete merang. On the I do I wait, hope, expect all the day. Kenun hulu antentesad regalo. Kuter sedis abetu. Verse 6. Abetu, I father's father, O father of the house. Mihiratina chernetehina sip. Katinta jamrona chuina. Remember. Think about, remember, Asib, Abirtu, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. Abirtu, Mihiretihin na Charnetihin, Asib, for they have been ever of old. Katinta Jamro, Nachowina. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Ye lijneti nachat yatina. Metalale fatasib binya abirtu sila chernetih bizata inda mihiratih asbeng. Remember not the sins, the uckeries of my youth. Ye lijneti nachat yatina metalale fatasib bin, nor my transgressions abirtu, O father, his father, I father, father of the house, according to thy mercy. Remember thou I, for thy goodness sake, Abetu, Sela Charnetih, Bizat in the Mehiratih, Hasbeng, Egziabihar, Charak Innimano, Sela Zi, Achat Yatenyo Chinna, Bemengeda Yimarachwal. Good. And upright is Egziabihar, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, Egziabihar, Cher, Kinimno. Therefore, Selezi, will he teach sinners, akas, lackers, in the way, Selezi, Chat Yatinyo Chinna, Bemen Gede Yimarachwal. Kutarzet 10 verse 9. Garochin before the immoral. Le garochin amen gedina yastem rachwa. The meek garochin. Will he guide in judgment before the immoral? And the meek, le garochim, will he teach his way? Men gedin yastem rachual. Kutar asr, verse 10. Ye gziyavihir men ged hullu charnetina unetna. Kala kidanunna miskaruna lemiyat abku. All the paths of a Giziabi here to stay in the good, generous Ab, our mercy and truth, ye Giziabi here, men get hulu charnetina unetna. To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies, al kidana misakaruna sile mitabku. Kutasara an abetu chat yate ya ijigna wina silesimi yikarabeling. For thy name's sake, abetu, I father, his father, O Abba, father of the house, pardon mine iniquity, abetu chat yate ijigna wina silesimi yikarabeling. For it is great. Kutera asara hulet, verse 12. እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው ማን ነው? በሚያመርጦ መንገድ ያስተምረዋል። What man is he that feareth, rephrase, what man is he that reverence, that respecteth Egziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous, of Egziavirin, Yemifaraso, manno, him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose, but me marto men gedias temrawal, kuteras rasost, verse 13, nefsu bemelka. His soul shall dwell at ease. Nefsu bemelkam tadralech, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Zaruma midrin yiwarsal. Kutarasrarat, verse 14. Egziavihir lemiferuta hailachono. Alakidanu. Alakidanunim Yasatauk Achwa, the secret of Egziavia, to stay in the good, the generous Ab, is with them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Egziavia Lemifarut Hailacho, no. The power for those who reverence Egziavia, the sustainer. Their power, he is. Egziavihir lemifarut chaylacho no. Kal kidanema yasatau kachual, and he will shew them his covenant. Kuta asara amis, verse 15. Ersu groche kawet ameria wet achualena. I know che hulgize ware egziavihir nacho. Mine eyes are ever toward the sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father. For he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Arsu grochin kawet meria wet achualina. I know chi hulgize wet egziavi hernacho. Kutera asara. Asara Siddist, verse 16, Inne bichayina chigrenya nina fitihin wodine adriga marenyam. Turn the eye to I and have mercy upon I, for I am desolate and afflicted. Inne bichayina chigrenya nina fitihin wodine adriga marenyam. Yelibe chigir bizuno kachin kete outang kutarasara sabat, verse 17. The troubles of mine heart are enlarged. Yelibe chigir bizuno enough, 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 enough. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses, my anxieties. Kachin kete outang kutarasara asara cement, verse 18, Dikamina Mekrayena Yi Yachat Yate Nimhulu Yikerbeleng. Yikerbeleng. Look upon mine affliction and my pain. Dikamina. Dikamina Mekrayena Yi. And forgive all my akari, all my sin, all my lack. Chat Yate Nimhulu Yikerbeleng. Kutra Asarazet N, verse 19, Talatoche in the Bezui, Yegfima Telatonia, Talatoche in the Bezui, consider mine enemies, for they are many, for enough them be, Talatoche in the Bezui, Yegfima Tel. And they hate I with cruel enmity and hatred. Kutara Haya, verse 20. Mesin Tabukina Adineng Antena Tamyalhuna Alfer. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Nefsena tebkena adneng.
Let make I not be ashamed, for I have put my trust, my confidence, my confidence in the eye. Antentam yalhunal fer kutra hayand. Verse 21. Anten tesfad regialhunna yohatna kedneta yitabukun. Let make integrity and uprightness preserve I, for I wait on the eye, for I wait, I hope, I expect, I anticipate on the eye. Anten, the eye, anten and no other, anten, tesa adrgyal huna, yohatina kinneta yitabukun, let integrity, make integrity and uprightness preserve, protect, keep I and I and I. Kut el hayahulet, verse 22. Abetu Israelin kamekrau hulu adno. Redeem, save, Adino. Redeem Yisrael, O God, Abetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father, the house. Redeem Yisrael, save Israel out of all his troubles. Abetu, Yisraelin kamekrau hulu, Adino.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur Hayarat. በቅንፍ 25 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ነፍሴን አነሳለሁ፣ አምላኬ አንተን ታመንኩ አልፈር። ጠላቶቼ በእኔ አይሳቁብኝ፣ አንተን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ አያፍሩም፣ በከንቱ የሚገበዙ ያፍራሉ። አቤቱ መንገድህን አመልክተኝ፣ ፍለጋህንም አስተምረኝ። አንተ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ ነህና በእውነትህ ምራኝ አስተምረኝም። ቀኑን ሁሉ አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁ። አቤቱ ምሕረትህንና ቸርነትህን አስብ፣ ከጥንት ጀምሮ ናቸውና። የልጅነቴን ኃጢአትና መተላለፍ አታስብብኝ። አቤቱ ስለ ቸርነትህ ብዛት እንደ ምሕረትህ አስበኝ። እግዚአብሔር ቸር ቅንም ነው፣ ስለዚህ ኃጢአተኞችን በመንገድ ይመራቸዋል፣ ገሮችን በፍርድ ይመራል፣ ለገሮችም መንገድን ያስተምራቸዋል። የእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ሁሉ ቸርነትና እውነት ነው፣ ቃል ኪዳኑንና ምስክሩን ለሚጠብቁ። አቤቱ ኃጢአቴ እጅግ ነውና ስለ ስምህ ይቅር በለኝ። እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈራ ሰው ማን ነው? በሚመርጠው መንገድ ያስተምረዋል። ነፍሱ በመልካም ታድራለች፣ ዘሩም ምድርን ይወርሳል። እግዚአብሔር ለሚፈሩት ኃይላቸው ነው፣ ቃል ኪዳኑንም ያስታውቃቸዋል። እርሱ እግሮቼን ከወጥመድ ያወጣቸዋልና። ዓይኖቼ ሁል ጊዜ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ናቸው፣ እኔ ብቻዬንና ችግረኛ ነኝና። ፊትህን ወደ እኔ አድርግ ማረኝም፣ የልቤ ችግር ብዙ ነው፣ ከጭንቀቴ አውጣኝ። ድካሜንና መከራዬን እይ፣ ኃጢአቴንም ሁሉ ይቅር በል። ጠላቶቼ እንደ በዙ እይ፣ የግፍም ጥል ጠልተውኛል። ነፍሴን ጠብቅና አድነኝ፣ አንተን ታምኛለሁና አልፈር። አንተን ተስፋ አድርጌያለሁና የዋሃትና ቅንነት ይጠብቁኝ፣ አቤቱ እስራኤልን ከመከራው ሁሉ አድነው
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash.
Ooh, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly, and also blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Psalm 25.
Mizmor kafhe le David.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, my soul, my soul.
Elecha Adonai nafshi esra.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Thy trust in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee.
Becha vatahti, 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 vatahti.
Let me not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed, not be ashamed.
Al egoshal, 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 egoshal.
Let not mine enemies triumph over me, over me, over me, over me.
Al ya'letsu oyevai li,
oyevai li, oyevai li, oyevai li, oyevai li.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trouble, out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all his trouble,
out of all.
Ooh, well, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly. And also, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Oh, inherit the earth. Ooh, yeah. God bless our souls and all the older folks. Some have done iniquity works and have lost their souls. Give them bread, yeah. Ooh,
just let them change the fields. Too many lives have been taken this way. Though some about to go astray. Wake up, girl.
On the replay.
You know, while these...
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, this week, soldiers of the cross, I feel you say the left, the wrong, and I deal with the right, with the wrong, no pussy inside here, tonight, with the guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife, as a soldier. When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, this week, soldiers of the cross.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now. Calling. Call.
We can rely on. Because we can't rely on. Outsider. You're the only one we can rely on. Because we can't rely on. Outsider. You're the only one we can rely on.
In a jungle.
And the high in Carbapot. Oh my God. And the high. And the high the Carbapotsi. And the high, I have put my trust in thee, in the eye. And the high, Tika Batahti. You hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kahe, Psalm 25, Ebregli, the second verse. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, in thee, Bika means in thy law, Bitorateka. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, Bika in Elohai, Bika Batakti. Elohai, Hailei, I have put my trust in the eye. Bikah means in thy Torah. Bikah in the eye, male, means Bitoratekah in thy Torah, in thy law. For the numerical value of the letters, Beit and Ka, and Bikah in the eye, is 22. The number of letters in the alphabet, in the Aleph Beit, in the Ivrit, the Hebrew alphabet. Here, Midrash note, in Gematria, in the Gematria, Beit, the Hebrew B, Beit, Beit is 2, and Kaf, the Hebrew K, Kaf is 20. This psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hey, Psalm 25, Psalm XXV, Mizmor Kaf Hey, is an acrostic. An acrostic is a poem or composition or other form of writing in which the first letter or syllable or word of each line or paragraph or other recurring feature in the text spells out a word, message, or the alphabet. As you hear in today's psalm, Mizmor Kaf Hey. And here in the Midrash note, references to the above previous Midrash on Psalm 7, on the fourth section, Psalm 7.4, and note number 15. And here, the Midrash note, note 15, on the Midrash study for Psalm 7, Mizmor Zayin, by Gematria, Beit, the Hebrew B, Beit is 2 and Kaf is 20, quote, except through HaTorah, except through the Torah, we, I and I, have no approach to worship, to the fear, to the reverence, or to the love of HaElohim, the true good, the true God. And another comment on Elohai, Bikah, Batachti, Elohai, Hailei, my Elohim, Elohai, I have put my trust in thee, I have put my trust in the eye, Elohai, Bikah, Batachti. It happened that there lived in Caesarea, a man, a great man, who had fame throughout the region. Here the Midrash note says, and a certain man was there, according to Padua, and a certain man was there. So, Ani Lechazir, I repeat, it happened that there lived in Caesarea, a great man who had fame throughout the region. One night as the guards of the region made their rounds, they came upon a stranger whom they arrested. The stranger said to them, do not strike me. I am so-and-so's retainer. When they heard this, they let go of him, but kept him under guard until morning. In the morning, they brought the stranger before the great man and said, last night, we came upon this retainer of thine. The great man asked, Beni, my son, dost thou know me? Dost thou know I? Does the I know I? The stranger replied, no. The great man asked, how then art thou my retainer? And the stranger replied, I appeal to thee. I appeal to the eye. I am not thy retainer, but I put my trust in thee. I put my trust in the eye. Had I not said, I am so-and-so's retainer, they would have struck me. They would have struck I. Thereupon, the great man said, since he put his trust in me, let go of him. Even so, David said, my God, I have put my trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Elohai beka batachti alevosha. Elohai, Hailiyai, I put my trust. I trust in the eye. Elohai beka batachti. Let me make I not be ashamed. Al evosha, al evosha, Elohai beka batachti, al evosha. And because I put my trust in thee, in the eye, let me not make not mine enemies, make not mine enemies triumph over me. Al ya'alitzu oibai li, make not mine enemies triumph over me, over I. Al ya'alitzu oibai li. And not only me, not only I, but let none, no one, none that wait on thee be ashamed. They shall be ashamed that deal treacherously without cause. Gam kolak oika lo yeboshu. Yeboshu habokdin rekam. Yea, none, no one that wait for thee, for the eye shall be ashamed. Gam kolak oika lo yeboshu. They shall be ashamed, yeboshu, that deal treacherously, habogadim, without cause, rekam, gam, kol koeka, lo yeboshu, yeboshu, habogadim, rekam. According to Rav Pinchas Phinehas, David spoke thus, like this, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribona Shel Ha'olamin, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. When I stand up before thee, before the eye in prayer, make not my prayer be rejected. For the eyes of Yisrael, of Israel, are turned to me, to I, and my eyes are turned to thee, to the eye. So that if thou, the eye, hearest my prayer, it will be as if thou didst also hear their prayer. Similarly, you find that during a fast, when the whole congregation, the whole aggregation is fasting, only he who conducts the service goes down to read the prayers before the ark, before Ha'aron, before the Tabot. For the eyes of the congregation, the aggregation, are turned to him, and his eyes are turned to HaKadosh, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, so that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim, also hears their prayer. Hence, here, David prayed, let none, not one, make none that wait on thee be ashamed. They shall be ashamed that act deceitfully with respect to their emptiness. Let none, make no one, make none that wait on the eye be ashamed. They shall be ashamed who act deceitfully with respect to their emptiness. Gam kol koika lo yeboshu, yeboshu habogadim rekam. Here, Midrash note for emptiness. or elsewhere translated without cause, Rekam. Rekam from Raka, Raka, Rekam. Rekam, emptiness, in the sense of being without food. See, refer to Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 29 verse 8 that reads, it shall even be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Wahaya ka'asher yachlom ha'ra'ev v'tine okel v'tekitza v'reka nafsho. And it shall be as when a hungry man dreameth. Wahaya ka'asher yachlom ha'ra'ev. And behold, with him nay, he eateth, okel, but he awaketh, with he eats, and his soul is empty, with reka nafsho, wahaya ka'asher yachlom ha'ra'ev, with him nay, okel, with he eats, with reka nafsho. That is to say, men who fast without repentance shall be ashamed. That is to say, men who fast without repentance, metanoia, change of mind, shall be ashamed. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Derakeka Yahuwah Hod'ayni. Show me thy ways, O Jehovah. Derakeka Yahuwah Hod'ayni. Rav Rakaya Rakayahu, in the name of Rav Yohanan, told a masha of a parable, a misali, of a physician who had a Deka Mezmur, who had a Talmid, who had a disciple to whom he taught all kinds of remedies, except the remedy for such and such a wound. Ha Talmid, the disciple, said to Harab, to Rebbo, his master, thou didst reveal to me, to I, all kinds of remedies in the world, except the remedy for such and such a wound. I beg thee, reveal it to me, reveal it to I. Even so, when Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, show me now thy ways, in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, verse 13, show me now thy ways. Ve'ata imna matati chena be'aineka hod'ayni na eta derakeka ve'edaika lip'ma'ana emta chena ve'aineka urei ki ameka havoi hazeh. Hear the fuller verse from Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, hear verse 13. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, w'ata inna matati yachen de'aineka, show me now thy ways. That I may know thee, the I, with a da'ika, to the end, lit'ma'an, that I may find grace in thy sight, lit'ma'an em'tachin be'aineka, and consider Ure, and see, that this nation is thy people. Ore ki ameka hakoi haze. We ata ina matati chena b'aineka hod ainina eta drakeka we edaeka lema'ana emta chena b'aineka ore ki ameka hagoy haze. Moses said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hod ainina Eta derakeka, show me now thy ways. He showed them to Moshe. He showed them to Moses. As is said even in Psalm 103, Hebraically the 7th verse, where it reads, he made known his ways to Moses. He made known his ways to Moshe. Do you hear me? Mizmor Kof Gamel Kof Gimel, Psalm 103, Psalm C-I-I-I, here the Zion verse, the 7th verse, Yodiah Derakayo Lemoshe, he made known his ways to Moses. Yodiah Derakayo Lemoshe, he made known his ways, Lemoshe, to Moses. Yodiah Derakayo Lemoshe. That is to say, show me the rule whereby thou guidest the world. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim replied, my rules thou canst not fathom. My rules thou, the I, canst not fathom. Rav Ze'era taught in the name of Reish Lakish that Moses said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when I told thee that the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 17, verse 4, are almost ready to stone me. Are almost ready to stone I. Vayitzaak Moshe li Yehovah lemor, ma eise la'am hazeh, oda me'ata u'asikaluni. Full of verse, Exodus, Shemot, Exodus chapter 17, here, verse 4, and Moses cried to he who be who he be. Vayitzaak Moshe, and Moses shrieked, Vayitzaak Moshe, Eli Yehovah, to Jehovah, to he who be who he be, lemor, saying, Ma e'ase la'am hazeh? What shall I do to this people? Ma e'ase la'am hazeh? They are almost ready to stone me. Od me'ata u'sekaluni. Od me'ata u'sekaluni. Thou, the I, didst reconcile me. Reconcile I with them. And thereupon thou, the I, didst stipulate with me. Quote, when I am angry with my children, do thou also reconcile me, reconcile I with them. Then what does scripture tell us? When Adonai excommunicated the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelite, because of the molten calf, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, verse 7, Moses took up the tent of meeting and pitched it without the camp afar off. When Adonai excommunicated the Bnei Yisrael because of the molten calf, the Egel Masekah, Moses took up the tent of meeting and pitched it without the camp afar off. Ooh, Moshe yikach et ha'ohel v'nata lo mi chuta la machine, harcheka mina hamachine, we kaala uo hella moeda. Now Moshe used to take the tent and to pitch it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. He called it the Ohel Moed. Ua Moshe yikach eta ha Ohel we natah lau michuta la machne harcheka mina ha machne we kara lau Ohel Moed. For he reasoned thus, like this: when a man is excommunicated by Harav, by Rebbo, by the master, he is excommunicated by HaTalmid, by the disciple. Of the end of the verse, it reads, everyone that sought the Lord went out to the tent of meeting without the camp. Wehaya kola mebakesh Yahuwah yetzeya ila ohel moed asher michuta lamachne. And it came to pass, wehaya, that everyone that sought Yahuwah Jehovah he who be Wahaya called Mibakesh Yahuwah went out. Yetzei went out, Yetzei Illa Ohel Moed, to the tent of meeting, to the Ohel Moed that was without the camp. Asher michut lamachne, wahaya kola mebakesha Yahuwah yetzeya elohela moed. Asher michut lamachne. Rav Yehuda Judah said, it is not written here, quote, everyone that sought Moses. It is not written here, everyone that sought Moses, Moshe, but everyone that sought Yahuwah, that sought Jehovah, call on Mevakesh Yahuwah. Everyone that sought Yahuwah, he who be, we be, call on Mevakesh Yahuwah. Everyone that sought Jehovah, in order to teach us, to teach I and I, that whenever a man pays his respects, his respects to an elder, it is as if he were paying his respects, his respects to the presence, to Hapanim, to the face, to the presence. Then HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch, who blessed be he, said to Moshe, to Moses, two faces seething with anger, get thee back. Two faces seething with anger, get thee back. Moshe went back into the camp. For it is written, even in Shemot and Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, we be, spoke to Moses, to Moshe, concerning face and face. Jehovah spoke to Moses concerning face and face. Vidiber Yahuwah il Moshe panim il panim, and Yahuwah Jehovah he who be, we be, spoke to Moses face to face. With the bear Yahuwah il Moshe panim il panim, he who be, we be, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moses, Moshe, concerning face and face, panim il panim, or face to face. V'diberi Yahuwah el Moshe Panim el Pani. And here, Midrash note here. Usually this is translated as the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. The commentator right here in the Midrash, however, possibly troubled by the seeming anthropomorphism of face-to-face, panim il panim, in translation, panim il panim, reads the verse as in the text, taking it to refer to the anger of both Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, and Moshe, and Moses. One might not have understood exactly what this part of the verse means, but since the verse continues with, and he returned into the camp, and he returned into the camp, Wishab il hamachinne, and he returned, Wishab, and he returned, il hamachinne, into the camp, into the machine, Wishab il hamachinne, and he returned into the camp. The entire verse clearly teaches that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, the Almighty, freed Moses, Moshe, from his vow, so as to permit him to take the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, the Ohel Moed, back into the camp of Yisrael, back into the camp of Israel. Rav Abba said, it was then that Moses, Moshe, found the courage to ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, show me the rule whereby thou, the I, guidest the Goyi Ha'aret. Show me the rule whereby thou, the I, guidest the nations of the earthly plane. Guide me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Upon thee I wait in prayer all the day. Hear today's Psalm Mizmor Kaf Hey, Psalm 25, here Hebraically, the fifth verse. Guide me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Upon thee, the eye, I wait in prayer all the day. Hadrikeni by Miteka we lamdeni Kiata Elohe Yishai Oteka Kawiti Kola Hayom. Guide me, guide I in thy truth. Hadrikeni by Miteka, and teach me and teach I with lamedain, for thou, for the I, ki ata, for the I male, and none other, speaking directly to he who be, we be, ki ata, for the I, art the God of my salvation, ki ata, Elohe Yishai, Elohe Yishai, Yishai, the Elohim of my salvation, my Yasha, Yeshua, Yishai, Elohe Yishai, for thee, I, do I wait all day, Oteka, Kuiti, Kol Hayom. But is it likely that a man would be praying all the day? But is it likely that a man would be praying all the day? Because this world is as a day. Because this world is as the day for the Goyi Ha'aretz, for the nations and nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth we claim. This world is as the day for the nations of the earth. But it is as the night, but it's as the night for Yisrael. Therefore, it is said, up on, upon thee, the eye, do I wait in prayer all the day. Oteka kawiti kol hayom. That is, I pray all during the day of Harasha, Isa, the wicked Esau, until the eve of that day when there shall be light, where there shall be illumination, light for Yisrael, light for Israel.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 25. Did you know that Psalm 25 appears to contain a last prayer of the Moshiach Yeshua upon his cross tree? That yes, today's daily psalm, Psalm 25, there is a connection with the last words prayer. I'd like to share a little audio that was recorded previously here on the outro for the Wisdom Wednesday right here. Yes,
sir. You name Jagat and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how weak I tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how weak I tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Negro, 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 I-Negro.
Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly. And also, blessed are the meek,
for they shall inherit the earth.
Mizmor Kafhe Le David. Elecha Adonai Nafshi Essa. Elohai Becha Vatahti. Al Egosha. Al Yaaletsu Oyevai Li. Gam Kol Kovecha Lo Yevoshu. Yevoshu Habbogedim Rekam. Derachecha Adonai Hodieni. Or Hotecha Lammedeni. Hadricheni Va'amittecha Velammedeni. כי אתה אלוהי ישעי, אותך קיוויתי כל היום. זכור רחמך, אדוני, וחסדיך, כי מעולם המה. חטות נעוריי ופשעיי אל תזכור, כחסדך זכור לי אתה, למען טובך, אדוני. טוב וישר, אדוני, על כן יורה חטאים בדרך. ידרך ענבים במשפט, ולמד ענבים דרכו. כל אורחות אדוני חסד ואמת, לנוצרי וריתו ועדותיו. למען שמך אדוני, וסלחת לעווני כי רב הוא. מי זה האיש ירא אדוני, יורנו בדרך יבחר. נפשו בטוב תלין, וזרעו יירש ארץ. סוד אדוני לרעב, ובריתו להודיעם. עיני תמיד אל אדוני, כי הוא יוציא מרשת רגלי. פנה אלי וחונני, כי יחיד ועני אני. צרות לבבי הרחיבו, ממצוקותי הוציאני. ראה עוני ועמלי, וסע לכל חטאותי. ראה אויבי כי רבו, ושנאת חמאס שנאוני. שמרה נפשי והצילני, אל אבוש כי חסיתי בך. תום ויושר יצרוני, כי קיוויתיך. בדי אלוהים את ישראל מכל צרותיו.
Yes, 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 the last words, prayer. Yes, something's old, something's new. Yes, Rastafari.
Day, as the eve, evening and morning is one day. And those are those basic time. It says that they shall seek to change laws and time. So here we go to Jah law, law and order. Jah law and order, after the order of Melchizedek, right? After the order of Melchizedek, of the King of Righteousness, the righteous King, who has revealed himself to I and I and we in the person of Adamawi Haile Selassie, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Yes, I, Rastafari. Jah be praised. So, looking at that right there, we said, Chan, the 25th Psalm, interesting, the content of the 25th Psalm, as we look at it, is this prayer. It's a prayer. The prayer, the whole of the psalm, the mizmor, is the cry. And when we say the cry, it's not so much a boo-hoo-hoo, but it's like that shout, like, Jah, you're calling. You know, you call out, shout out, right, that shout, right, that shout. Now, what is in particular interesting, I say very interesting about this psalm, some of the Habarim, some of us have studied this before and have brought that forward to other of the Akayam or the Akim, the brothers, the Wendemoch, showing that when you look at the psalms and you look at Moshiach, right, look at Moshiach, Yeshua, Baruch, who? Sumu Yitbarek, L'ul Yitbarek, bless be I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. you look at him on the cross, right? According to the Gospels, according to the Gospels, right? According to the Word. And we study Teshu, I and I self-approve. And even before I and I study, we pray, Abba, Father, the Hashem Yeshua, for that wise mind and understanding and understanding, so we can come to that overstanding. So pray for wisdom, brothers and sisters. James, the apostle James, Yaakov, Jacob reminds us in the epistle of James in the New Testament. Very, very important. These are groundational things, you know. Iron sharpened iron. Because as the lion out of Zion, right? Iron and lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, I, Rastafarian. This is LOJS, Lion of Judah Society of His Imperial Majesty. And this is the LOJS movement, the Lion of Judah movement of Jah people. But the first thing is law and order, right? Law and order. So in seeing the content of the Torah portion here, the 15th Torah portion, and how central, you know, the centrality of the content and the theme that is our sabbatical manna, the manna, ma-na, ma-na, ma, what, na, please, I pray the eye, manna, manna, I pray the eye, what? How many times have we said that, you know, or how many times we still might have to say that, what? Now, here's the key, that manna is that bread. Love the song by Damian Marley. Perhaps we'll share that again. You don't know. You know, that bread, one loaf of bread. All right? So this is I and I bread. He gives us our daily bread. So we have the daily aliyah. We have the daily psalms. All right? According to the royal order, we have the evening psalms. Well, then we have the day. Now, the evening psalms, they remain consistent, you know, like that rod. But then we have the daily psalms, and the daily psalms give particular light and enlightenment, if you can receive it, to those who receive it. So in looking at the light, right, and looking at the light within this psalm here, I notice something very powerful. Now, if we go to Psalm 22, right, and just look at Psalm 22 for a moment. I'll make a note of this, Chaburim. You look at Psalm 22. Most connect Psalm 22 rightly with that fulfillment and the fulfillment in HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Yeshua, upon the cross, the tree of his cross, the cross tree, right? On that cross, both was a cross and a tree. That's the real mystery of it. But upon the cross, the Mescal, Golgotha, right? He says, Elohai, Elohai, lama sabachthani. Elohai, right? Elohai, lama, lama sabachthani, why have you left me? My power. Now, the Gospels testifies to us that those who stood round about, they thought that when HaMoshiach, when Adonenu, when Rabboni, when he cried out, Elohai, Elohai, lama sabachthani, they thought that he was calling on Elijah. And you find that in the Gospel Scripture. Now, the area that he quoted, right, they say, and the Gospels testify that the Messiah quoted, was from Psalm 22. Now, it's kind of interesting if you look at the and study the Gospels. It appears, right, just to share this with the Chaburim here, it appears, as it's connected with today's psalm and the 25th psalm, right, the 25th psalm, it appears that while Moshiach was on the cross, right? The tree, right, of his cross, or really the cross of his tree. It's the cross tree. It's interesting as the first church, how they received that and how they articulated that. And we find that in particular in the liturgy, right, in the Gedase, in the holy orders, right, of Ionized Rastafari. This is where we say the order, right, the order of Melchizedek. There is a real order, and there's a testimony of that real order, both in the scripture and in the word, right, and also in, we could say, the reality or the manifestation, right, the word become flesh, and that's in the our Kedase, the Metzafik Kedase, and the Kedase, or the Kaddish, right, the holy orders. And as we gather on the ear and in the ivory, we seek to maintain the main structure of that order, right, in spirit and in truth. So there's that order, certain things that we do in a certain order, and then there's a spontaneity. For example, the order says to I and I that the daily psalm for this day is the 25th psalm. All right, that's what the order. Now, as we read and reason on it, and we hear, we shamma, and we iditate, we meditate, we head rest and pray, and ask Abba Father, B'Hashem Yeshua, for that wisdom, that wise mind, and that understanding, then we see revelations in our life, personal, right, the individual, as well as the corporate, the communal, in us as a corporate body, whether we be here or there, but we are one in the spirit, right, and one in the truth of the King of Kings Christ. So that's what we mean, that there's that order and there's that spontaneity. See, with that order and that spontaneity, based on the true groundation of the King of Kings Christ, this is what the tabernacle of David, this is why the psalm, the Mizmor, to chant a psalm a day. That's the first word, you could say, of the original Rastaman, the original Rastafari. All right? So, in looking at Psalm 25, and now in comparing it with Psalm 22, and seeing from Psalm 22 to Psalm 25, it appears from the scripture and from I and I meditation on this, that this is what Moshiach meditated on. This was his medi. In other words, why did Yeshua HaMoshiach on the cross quote Psalm 22 and 1? See, that's the question there. Then if we go through the psalm, and then if we go to the Psalm 23 and understand and understand the significance of Psalm 23, and then we go to Psalm 24, we fulfill at Psalm 25. And we have spoke on this previously, brothers and sisters, hither to four. We're about to get into the psalm, but just hold on, brothers and sisters, because I and I know what this gathering's for. And if we don't know what the gathering's for, this is where we go to the word. Right? We begin off, even with the fire keys, the psalms that are chanted. So let's go to, we're going to use the Scofield Study Bible right here. Go to the Scofield Study Bible. And I recall when was it? It was just recently we had Psalm, I think we had Psalm 24. Yes, it was Psalm 24 just recently. Now we have Psalm 25. And in the inspired reasonment that we had presented and shared in this ministry, in this service here, as I and I have the honor, and the brothers and the Habarim, and also some of the sisters as well, stepping forward to serve the community, keep into that order. Right, the Holy Spirit inspired I to take a little deeper look, and when I did, I was like, "Damn, this is very, very interesting. I got to share with my brothers and sisters. Got to share with the Habarim." So, in looking at the Scofield Study Bible, here we have Psalm 22. There's a footer, and it was the Ayelet Shahar, or the hind of the morning, to the chief musician upon the Ayelet Shahar, Mizmor Le Dawid, a psalm of David, where it says, Elohai, Elohai, my God, my power, why hast thou forsaken I? Why art thou so far from helping I? And from the words of my roaring. Yes? Now, the footer reveals to us here, I'm looking at the Scofield Study Bible, which is our main, and the Rastafari I&I discipleship is one of the main groundational, like if we have a preference, of course, the King James Bible as that first step for I&I, the King James Bible, and of the King James Bible, the first Scofield Study Bible. And as we look at the footer down here, it speaks about, okay, Ayelet Shahar, it has it at the bottom, and it gives a basic translation, Hine of the Morning. They say it's a title. They say it's not a musical instrument, and we could say yay on that from our study. That appears to be the correct thing. But then it says that Psalm 22, 23, and 24, they form a trilogy. They form a trinity, a trilogy of psalms. In other words, Psalm 22, 23, and 24 all work together. I mean, they go together very, very intimately. And then there's a breakdown that Psalm 22 is the psalm that can be described as the great shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. And then in the Gospel, the Brit Chadash, the Hadith Kidan, we have John chapter 10, verse 11. Then when we get to Psalm 23, we have the great shepherd. The great shepherd who brought again from the dead, Kamutan, through the dam, the dem, the blood of the everlasting, the eternal covenant, the eternal berit, the eternal covenant, Hebrews in the New Testament, Hebrews 13 and 20, being that reference, tenderly cares for the sheep, the great shepherd. So we have Psalm 22, the good shepherd. 23, the great shepherd. Then when we reach to Psalm 24, we have the chief shepherd, right? Or what we would call from the Hebraic, the prince, right? As that prophecy in Isaiah, right? There's the prophecy that we have in Isaiah. And let's bring that connection forward right here, brothers and sisters. We're going to go with the inspiration right here, so please stand by. Brothers and sisters, let's go right here to Psalm, Isaiah 9 and 6. It says, let's begin off with Isaiah, Yeshaya, chapter 9, verse 5. And this is the section where it speaks of the divine child. That divine child is Israel, Israel's only hope, that the divine child, the man child, is Yashar-El's only hope. All right, this is what Isaiah chapter 9 is about. Getting to verse 5, it says, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire, right? Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Then we get to verse 6. In verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9 and 6, it says, for to us a child is born, to us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Power, the Mighty El Chayil, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, or Sar Shalom, The Sar Shalom is the chief. So when we say Sar, right, Sar is the chief. Right? And now this is also very interesting because in this Torah portion with Paro Faro, the Pharaoh of the Exodus, right, and with the Sutin and the whole system in ancient Kemen, that wisdom that they thought of themselves, the kings and the rulers, as the Sar or the Sare. Some, even today, like Sarah, they got the Sarah Sudan Setis, and it's interesting because in that name, the Sarah, Sare, but we also have that Hebraically because of that Afro-Shemitic link. All right, so we have the chief of peace, the Sar Shalom, all right, the Sar Shalawam or Shalom, so the chief. So when it says the prince of peace, it's also the chief of peace. Now the connection with I and I and we in that revelation of Rastafari is fulfilled as we go forward to the next verse, 9 and 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, his government, to do what? To order it and to establish it. How? With judgment and with justice. So judgment and justice go together, but they're not the same thing. So we have to study to show ourselves approved with justice, with judgment, and with justice. Once again, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, from here forward, even forever, forever. The zeal of Yahuwah Sabaoth will perform this. Then if you even just look forward to the vision of the outstretched hand, right? Those looking at the Scofield Study Bible, there's the subscription before verse 8 where it says the vision of the outstretched hand. How did Yahuwah deliver the Hebrews and the children of Israel out of the Mitzras, out of Mitzrayim? With an outstretched, right? An outstretched arm and a mighty hand, right? That's why it says in verse 8, it says Adonai, right, the Lord or Adonai, Adonai, sent a word into Yaakov, and it hath lighted upon Yasharel, upon Israel, upon Israel. Now one will say, okay, what's the connection? Well, firstly is the chief shepherd, right? In this Trinity revelation in Psalm 22, 23, and 24, we get to Psalm 24, we have the chief, the Sar Roeh, the chief shepherd. He appears as King of Glory, Melech HaKavod, Yekevren Gus, right, as King of Glory to own and reward the sheep, and reward his sheeple, cha people. 1 Peter 5 and 4. So now, here's the chief link right here in the revelation of Rastafari. So we have the good shepherd, right? Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Bein HaElohim Chayim, right? About 2,000 years ago, giving his life for the sheep, right? Then we have the great shepherd, right, who is brought again from the dead, the mutan, the resurrection, right, which is also linked with the Passover, the Pesach in the Brit Chadash or the New Testament sense. Then we have the revelation of the King of Kings, right, the revelation of his imperial majesty. Greetings in the name of I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Adoni I, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, this day revealed in the person of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Adamawi, Haile Selassie, the elect of Edgazi Abia Herlotusabhat, the king of kings of Ethiopia. So the king, the Nagus of glory, right, like the Kabra Nagusa Neges, the glory of his master, king of glory, right, appears to do what? To own it. Right, to own it. To own and reward his sheep, the sheeple, his people. That's what we say, that only properly when we talk about sheeple, really properly and scripturally refers to once lost, now found, sheep of the house of Israel. Let's know that, not to everybody in the world, as people use that loosely, but not to get caught up on that. We're just going to go forward right here. So when we look at that, we have Psalm 22, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Elohai, Elohai, lama sabachthani, is what he cried on the cross, right? As we go through the Psalms and notice the Trinity, the trilogy connection between the good shepherd, right, and the great shepherd and the chief shepherd, we get to Psalm 24. What's after 24? 25. And that brings us right here to Psalm 25. And now what's very interesting is that this is the last words. When we study and say, well, what are the last words of Yeshua HaMoshiach on the cross? All right? What are the last words? What are his last words? All right? Into his Father's hands, he commends his soul, right? Let's read the first verse right here. What's the first verse of Psalm 25? What does the very first verse says? After the Le David to David, or of David, the Mizmor of David, Le David, first verse, Eleka Yehovah, Nafshi Asa'ah, to thee the eye, O he who be who he be, do I lift up my soul. Nafshi asa'ah. Nafshi asa'ah. Asa'ah. I lift it up. To thee I lift up into your hands. I commend my soul. And the gospel translation says, and he gave up the ghost, right? That's in the usual translations, right? After he pronounced, and after he said, and after he sent and proclaimed those words. So, it would appear that the Moshiach in the crucifixion, and at the time of being on the cross tree, that he begins off with Psalm 22. And goes through 22, 23, 24, within those about 3 or so hours. And then at the end, right, says this first verse from Psalm 25. Aleika Yehovah, nafshi asa'ah, do I lift up my soul. Now, that's the attitude of true prayer. That's the attitude of true prayer, lifting up one's soul. Now, getting into a little more of the details, brothers and sisters, hopefully we will, but just a little meditation on this psalm, Psalm 25, a prayer. The whole and entirety of the psalm is a cry of a humble soul in supplication to Hashem, to Elohim. It reflects, they say, no special circumstance from a kind of an Old Testament perspective, although the appeal is intensely and immensely personal. In form, the Mezmur is based upon an alphabetical, a Hebrew alphabetical acrostic, with divergence at 3 points, which are also noted in a further study on that. What was basically being said is that as we look at the psalm, we can compare it with the order of the Hebrew, like the Aleph, the Tav, the Alpha, Omega, the A to Z, on that level right there. But there are some divergences which are interesting, and no doubt if we study it, we can see that fulfillment, no doubt, right, in the Moshiach, as we have seen that fulfillment right here from Psalm 22, right, all the way through to 25 and 1, from the Good Shepherd Great Shepherd to the Chief Shepherd, and that revelation of the King of Kings in Christ. Well, so now, two of these irregularities, they say, also occur in Psalm 34, which is a composition, which is a companion to this composition. So we have Psalm 34. Also note Psalm 34. But the reason, this is based on Tehillim notes, but the reason for them cannot be explained. That's what the Jews, you know, who I compiled this at, I mean, from some of the ancient sources and records during the time, of course, of the king, right, revealed in his glory, speaking of the King of Kings. Yes, I, Rastafari. So let's go forward, forward, onward, and upward, brothers and sisters. Psalm for this day, Psalm 25, Psalm 25, very, very important psalm. Hopefully we'll have some more opportunity to meditate and to reason on this very, very important psalm right here, especially as it connects with the Torah portion in this season, and looking forward to the full of the after the Shabbat, because coming up is Psalm 1, and that kind of brings us to the groundation, you know, that groundation again. But Psalm 25, without further ado, brothers and sisters, Shalom. Shalom. Shama ah. 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 Shama ah.